Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gamecock fans want to hear what your reaction is to the breaking news that Spencer Rattler has been benched by Kellen Moore. They're now going to Tyler Shuck, the former Louisville Cardinal, and Diesel Jack Veltri, who's fantastic as always. He was just on with us in the very last segment, like literally minutes ago, and I put one of his answers on our Facebook page. Gamecock fans not liking it already. When I asked him if it was outlandish that Shane Beamer, you know, a lot of fans think he should be fired. Already some pushback on the Facebook page at the Fan Upstate. John says that is stupid in all caps. Justice says the goal isn't to be good every year at Carolina, just every 3 years. Which I don't know if that's sarcasm or not.
That sounds like a Clemson fan.
It does. It does. You're right. It might be. Jason says Beamer needs to find better coaches on offense. Too late to fire assistant coaches now this late in the season, but Shula needs to be gone. Steven says he's going to Virginia Tech anyway, so get in, Tolos, on the comments there.
So that lends a very good question. I asked Jack about hiring a new offensive coordinator. God, how upset would Gamecock fans be? And how many of them would change their tune if Shane decided to keep Mike Shula around? Let's say these last couple of games, the offense looks considerably better than it did the first half of the season.
The worst thing for him, right?
And Mike Shula somehow gets retained by South Carolina.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine the kind of vitriol coming out of that fan base if that were the case? So I beg the question, with Satterfield being his first choice, Gamecock fans hated him. With Dowell Loggins being his second choice, Gamecock fans didn't give him any credit because they said it was all Lenora Sellers. And with Mike Shula being his third choice, and that hasn't gone particularly well either, why are they giving Shane Beamer the reins to hire a new offensive coordinator? I know it's got to be somebody that he wants. I know it's got to be somebody that he trusts, that he sees eye to eye with, philosophically, whatever. But I would say Shane, to this point, does not have a strong track record in hiring offensive coordinators. Well, so maybe it doesn't need to be his decision anymore.
Here's where I am on that. I'm fine with it being his decision as long as he realizes that this is the decision that he makes, that he's going to live with, and that he's going to die with. I'm fine with him making it, but if he's going to make it, when it comes to the next offensive coordinator, if I'm the AD, Diesel, I've got to let Beamer know, be very clear. Shane, look, I'm the AD. You're the head football coach. You make the hire, but when you make this hire, you better know this is the hire that's either going to make or break you, because this is your final chance. Now, to be fair, I, as the AD and the Board of Trust, everybody, the school, we have to give Shane whatever he needs. This is the SEC, for crying out loud. If he needs the bank, the Brinks truck to go get the next OC, we're going to give him the Brinks truck. So Jeremiah Donati's got to give Beamer what he needs to go get the next guy. This Mike Shula experiment didn't work. And to your point, Diesel, if their offense is better, I think it's still a moot point because I don't know how Beamer can save face this offseason if he doesn't make a move.
Yeah, you can't saddle him with an OC that suddenly wants to run the triple option, but it does feel like Shane needs somebody to hold his hand through this OC hire.
He needs to get it right. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yes, he does. It is time, and this will be that thing that, you're right, makes or breaks his tenure.
Yeah.
When we come back, Cole, we are now less than 24 hours away from our Week 10 Upset Picks Challenge opening. Look, you're doing well. I don't hear this negativity from you.
I'm not doing well.
Okay? I'm going to get into some of my early leans. I want to see what you think about them. You're going to bring a few as well. And Tolos, if you've got some picks, Dave Mosley, we need you here, bud.
Yeah.
We need you more than ever on the early lean segment. If you can let us know who maybe you're considering for the Upset Picks Challenge tomorrow that opens up at 4 o'clock. That's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.